stop the special grand jury. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Signs that uncomfortable heat might be endangering your health. I'm Christy King.
Tornado hits northern Michigan, leaving at least one person dead, dozens more injured. This overnight early morning. Good Saturday morning, May 21st. It's 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Investors are hoping they won't face a manic Monday after this week's frantic Friday of trading and losses.
It was a roller coaster day on Wall Street. Stocks were dramatically down for most of the day until a big rally in the final hour. At the closing bell, the Dow, which at one point was down more than 600 points, wound up with a gain of more than 8 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The main concern right now is with inflation near 40-year highs and the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates.
The late rally does not diminish those worries. The Dow had its eighth straight losing week, the first time that's happened since 1923. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Now you can't blame residents of Gaylord, Michigan for feeling shell-shocked. The northern Michigan town was hit hard by a rare tornado late on Friday. At least one person was killed. Dozens more were injured. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The state of Michigan is going to support this community, support our first responders, and make sure that we do everything we can to rebuild. I've declared a state of emergency in response to the tornado.
President Biden has been meeting with South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol during his second day there. The pair have just finished talking to reporters.
I'm delighted to be back in the beautiful country and at a time when the alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States has never been stronger. And I'm arguably, or I might add, more fighting.
Much of this country is having a pre-summer heat wave. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
You're talking about record temperatures, more than 60 of them up and down the eastern seaboard from as far south as South Carolina and North Carolina and as far north as New Hampshire.
It's known as Title 42, pandemic-related restrictions on migrants seeking asylum on the southern border. The Biden administration wants to eliminate it. A Louisiana judge says no. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The Justice Department quickly announced it would appeal Summer Hayes order. The White House, meanwhile, said a federal judge should not be able to dictate national public health policy, but noted that the administration would comply with this order.
Boeing's Starliner spacecraft has done something that it couldn't do during its first trip to space 2.5 years ago. It's docked with the International Space Station.
Contact, capture.
Soft capture confirmed.
So far, the Starliner's dry run is mostly going well, and if that trend continues, astronauts could fly the next one to the space station by the end of the year, giving NASA 2 U.S. spacecraft to take its crews there. This is CBS News.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
WTOP at 4:03. It's Saturday morning, everybody. We've made it to the weekend. Welcome in. May 21st, 2022. Mostly sunny, very hot today. The high of 95 this Saturday. 79 you're waking up to right now. I'm Dean Blaine. We thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we head into this Saturday together. We begin with reactions still said to be coming in this week after that sharply worded report about the poor state of public schools in Virginia. It says student performance is down by all measures, and that's apparently not all.
There's been a growing achievement gap. That's according to a report released by the Virginia Department of Education. It pointed out a drop in reading test results from 2017 to 2019. Among students in third through eighth grade.
So again, just cherry picking this information.
Atif Carney served as the state secretary of education under former governor Ralph Northam. He disagrees with some of the findings and says while there is opportunity to improve, there's been progress.
If we get more reading specialists, the quality of education would improve. There's no mention of that in this report.
Now, school leaders say the report is just the starting point when it comes to testing and revising accreditation standards, as well as putting more focus on equity at the state and local level. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sexual assaults at its high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a campaign issue, you'll remember, last year. But Loudoun County schools are pushing back in court. A story that you first reported right here on WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Now, a spokeswoman for Meares tells WTOP this week the investigation will continue. Spokeswoman for the governor says it is troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate. She asks why. What are they hiding? And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty and details of this controversial story deeper in the latest episode of the DMV Download podcast. Just listen wherever you get your podcast to click away. We had quite a warm day Friday, and it'll go even hotter this weekend. More humid, we're told, too, as the weekend rounds out. So this morning here at WTOP, we're talking about the dangers of weather and a good signs to remember of what heat stroke may look like.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device, because fans create an airflow, and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
D.C. has stopped frequent COVID updates on its health website, and the district's health director says workers are too stressed to handle it.
D.C.'s health director has responded to a request from the D.C. Council to investigate why the health department didn't update COVID-19 data to the CDC for almost 2 weeks. Starting back on April 27th, D.C. Health Director Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt said that they have been providing manual and automated reports to the CDC. She said for those 2 weeks, manual reporting to the CDC was stopped, but she said it's now back to regular reporting. The council also requested that D.C. Health increase the frequency of its posts on its own website. Dr. Nesbitt said they won't be changing the frequency, citing in her letter, public health worker burnout. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
A car hit four pedestrians in Annandale. The impact sent everyone to the hospital Friday, including the driver and a passenger, after the car apparently left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally, we're told, stopped in a parking lot. One woman this Saturday.